Blog Talk Radio.
There she is.
There she is.
All right.
If you all hear some noise in my background, please forgive me. They have company.
Amen. We won't be long. We won't be long anyway. Just we're gonna keep it to the 30-minute service that, like we practiced this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But this is there won't be that anything for you guys to do on this evening one.
Okay.
So it's just the morning one. So we'll go ahead. And yes, ma'am.
Can you resend me that the email you sent me this morning, because I made a mistake and deleted mine.
No, I can't send it again. Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and start so we can keep this to the prescribed time. Let me have you just bow your head. Well, let me go ahead and I want to welcome everybody out to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. This is the Feast of Tabernacles 2022, and we are in day two, starting day two of observance. Day two of the evening service. And then we'll have the morning service tomorrow morning. And it's going to be at 6 a.m. your time. What did I put in this email? I know it's 4 o'clock my time. So I think it's 6 a.m. your time.
Yeah, because I think we're 2 hours ahead.
Right. So I will send out that. I got the email written. I will send it out after we finish this service to announce to everyone.
Okay.
And we will proceed. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So let me have you, sisters, to cover your head. Men anywhere listening, uncover your head. And let us go before the Most High in prayer.
Amen.
Who is like unto you, Yah, among the mighty ones, glorious in holiness, awesome in praise, doing wonders? Blessed are you, Yah. May your great name be blessed forever and for all eternity. To you, Yah, King of the universe, who has commanded us to dwell in Sukkah, or in tents. May it be your will, O Yah Elohim, of our fathers, to cause your divine Ruach to dwell in our midst. Spread over us your shelter of shalom and encircle us with your majestic glory. We thank you for your presence with us, as Yeshua said, where two or more are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Keep us mindful and watch for the hour of your return, when we shall tabernacle with you forever in your holy city, the New Jerusalem. Blessed, glorified, and exalted, and to be praised, uplifted, honored, adored, and extolled by the name of Yah. Blessed be he above all blessings and hymns and praises and consolations which we utter. Amen. May there be peace in the world, and let everyone say, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Bless his glorious name forever, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Let us get the book of Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, and we will be reading verses 38 through 44. The book of Leviticus chapter 23, verses 38 through 44. And then we will read Exodus chapter 23, verses 14 through 17. Besides the Sabbath of Yah, besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, besides all your freewill offerings, which you give unto Yah, also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yah your Elohim 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yah 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. And you shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. You may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yah your Elohim. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Yah. Exodus chapter 23, verses 14 through 17. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep a feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I command thee, in the day appointed in the month of Abib. Now, remember, last night it caught it Ithanim last night this month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Disregard. I'm reading something completely different. This is the first Abib. This is Passover. So disregard what I was about to say. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. In the feast of the harvest, the first fruits of labor, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, three times in the year all thy males shall appear before Yah Elohim. Be the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. And Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name.
Amen.
We are reminded as we dwell in Sukkot, or in temporary booths, that we have no permanent dwelling place here on the earth, but are strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land, waiting for the establishment of that greater tabernacle which all the patriarchs awaited, whose builder and maker is Elohim. We await the greater manifestation of his glory as he promised. And I'm going to quote a verse from Haggai. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple, tabernacle, with glory. The glory of this later temple shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace. Thus saith Yah, I will return to Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. I will set my sanctuary in the midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them. Yah of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before his elders. Let us now prepare to celebrate the four species of the elements, the four trees that Yah told us to gather some meaning. Blessed do you, Yah Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments in the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, and commanded us to raise the lulav. The lulav is made of four types of plants common in Israel, represented by four types of soil into which the word is sown. The etrog, a tiny citrus which tastes and smells sweet and represents those who know the truth and do it. The lulav, the palm branch, which has sweet fruit but no perfume and represents those who know the truth and don't do it. The hadassim, three myrtle twigs that smell sweet but have no taste and represents those who do good deeds without knowing the truth. And the aravat, the two willow branches which have no taste and no smell and represent those who don't have the truth or any good deeds in their life. Offer up the salvific prayers. We are ready and prepared to fulfill your command, our great creator and Elohim, who has commanded us in his word. On the first day, you shall take for yourselves the fruit of the beautiful tree, the citron, the branches of the palm tree, the limbs of the leafy trees, the myrtle and water willows, and you shall rejoice before Yah your Elohim for 7 days. The Holy One, blessed be he, gave this precious commandment to us in order that we may rejoice before him with the lulavim, according to the ancient custom of one who has just received a verdict of innocence. Joyfully departs waving his banner from the presence of his judge. When the Creator judges the world and pronounces his verdict on those who stand before him blameless, then the trees of wood, the planted of Yah, will rejoice before him. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 23 through 36. Instead of reading 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 23 through 36, I am going to read Psalms 96 on the scene. The book of Psalms chapter 96. Let me pull that up. Psalms 96, starting in verse 1. Oh, sing unto Yah a new song. Sing unto Yah all the earth. Sing unto Yah, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For Yah is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohims of the nations are idols, but Yah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yah, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto Yah glory and strength. Give unto Yah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. O worship Yah in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that Yah reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar. And let the fullness thereof, let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before Yah, for he cometh. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with truth. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. The blowing of the shofar with the celebration of the elements. As I face east, great and mighty is Yah Elohim, host. He alone is king over all the earth. He is my victory and my shield. In him I will have no fear. His glory and his power surround and preserve me. Behold, Yah, my Elohim, has become my salvation. His grace is toward all who believe and call upon his name. Faith, let's see, blowing the shofar. In him we trust. In him we will just be justified. In him we have become. Now I got something popping up in front of me. In him we have become more than conquerors. Surely I will dwell in the house of Yah forever. Goodness and mercy shall preserve me all the days of my life. Blessed be Yah forever. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen.
Amen.
If you will now get your cup of grapefruit, grape juice, I don't know why she went for grapefruit, your bread, if you have it. And as we celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb, the future marriage supper. All right, if you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
Let's let Sister Mary get back. Okay, Sister Mary, are you back? Okay, I guess not.
Not yet.
Yes, I'm back.
All right, amen.
Okay.
You have your element?
Yes, sir.
All right. Behold, Elohim is my unfailing help. I will trust and not be afraid. Yah is my strength and my song. Yah is my deliverer. For will joy, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yah alone is our help. May Elohim bless our people. Yah, ruler of the universe, is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our protection. Selah, light and joy, gladness and honor for all Elohim's people. So may we be blessed. I will lift the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah. Go ahead and eat the bread. And this is just the breaking of bread, as we will break bread with Messiah at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I think I got too much bread. All right, and then you may drink the grape juice. As we, he says, I will not partake of the fruit of the vine until I do it in my Father's kingdom,
mm-hmm.
at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And let us give the Most High a hand cup of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We wait for this day, Father. We look forward to the day of the marriage supper of the Lamb. That we might praise and worship you and be a part in your tabernacle, Father. And we just glorify you on the day. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. May you make peace in the celestial heights. Make peace for us and for all Israel. And say amen. You are mighty to save. May the Most High add a blessing. Let us listen to a song before we conclude this service. And yeah, I think I played the same one. I thought I had it on here. Let me, oh, there it is. I don't know, it ain't. Okay, let me play it from the website then. Files. All right. book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 15 through 20. The word of Yah came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, for all the house of Israel is his companion. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith Yah Elohim, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the stick whereupon thou writest shall be in thine hand before thy eyes. May the Most High a blessing to the reading and the hearing. Let's go to the Ephesians chapter 2. The book of Ephesians chapter 2. It's 11 through 13. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For we are his workmanship, created in Yeshua HaMashiach unto good works, which Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, without Mashiach, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without Elohim in the world. But now in Yeshua HaMashiach, you who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his words. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
So this concludes our observance of Tabernacles Day 2 ceremony. We will meet at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will be 6 a.m. Central Standard Time and 4 a.m. my time in the morning for the morning service. I will resend you the document, Sister Denise.
Okay.
And if you don't get them, make sure you ping me, but I will try to get them back out to you as soon as possible here.
Okay.
And with that being said, may the Most High bless you. May he keep and cap his angels around you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen, until we meet again. Remember, I love you. I really do, but I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Shalom, family. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. And happy Feast of Tabernacles.
Shalom. Same to you.
All right, amen.
Shalom, brother. Happy Feast of Tabernacles.
All right, amen.
Amen.
Let me play the theme song and we're out.
Pray that I never fall away. Yahoo, I baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time, push a button. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishmaka, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yeah, who are you?
Shalom, my brothers. Shalom, my sisters.
Shalom, Mary.
Shalom. Happy Tabernacles to you all. Peace and blessings.